I'd say to contradict that.
I'm afraid
now, but I didn't want to be afraid. Would you say didn't used to be or used to didn't?
Well, why not?
The opposite of chaos.
She isn't afraid of the dog anymore. She isn't afraid now, but she wasn't afraid.
Take care.
The thing, if somebody's not careful,
she isn't afraid anymore. She isn't afraid now, but she is.
Okay.
Yeah, but she's something.
What's another word for strange? A word that begins with a Q.
But I used to be afraid.
Queer.
But
okay.
I don't care.
Now, does that have more than one meaning?
Well, yeah, it has.
To contradict that.
You're curious, but you're queer.
I'm afraid now, but I didn't.
You're better than that's queer. You have queer action. There's several different ways that I could say you're queer. It don't mean that you ain't got good sense. It means that you have curious ways.
And that's where I would come in. If someone is easily offended, people would say, ooh, he's awfully
careless.
Okay. Would you ever use a word like touchy or testy or fretful?
Touchy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm, that's what I would call it.
If a little boy carelessly broke his favorite fishing rod, the father would get
well,
awfully.
Well, yeah.
Okay. If you're talking to someone who's all upset and you want to stress the need to avoid excitement, if he's upset and you want to get across the idea that he shouldn't get excited, would you ever say keep calm?
That would be a good... Keep calm would be a... Be a good word
for
it. And then you wouldn't get upset.
I've worked hard all day, and
tired.
If you're talking to someone,
if you're even tired than that, what might you say?
Okay.
What might
you
say? A little girl had to go home from school early because she
said, and you want to get across the idea that you didn't get excited.
He will be well fairly soon. He will be well. Would you ever say by and by?
By and by he'll get all right or something like that.
A boy went outside in the wintertime without a sweater and he... And if he got sick from it, you'd say he...
Have a cold from
okay. And this would be
a cold.
Okay. And if your alarm goes off in the morning, it's time to
get up.
Okay. But before you get up, you're no longer asleep, but you're
a little girl had to go home too early because she
if a child is asleep, he has to leave school in 15 minutes. You say somebody better him up.
Would
you ever say bye?
Get up, get ready, and go to school.
Okay. Well, if you're not talking to the child, you're talking to somebody else, and you better
wait outside.
Somebody better go wake that child up.
Go wake that child up.
And if you're sick, and the doctor comes and he gives you some medicine, leaves a bottle of medicine beside the bed. And then he comes back a little later, and it looks like it's pretty full to him. He might say, haven't you what your medicine?
Ain't you taking your medicine?
Okay. And you might say, well, yes, indeed. I put it this morning.
I took this morning.
Okay.